I remember people running and running and running, and people coming up, and all these papers and burned papers and whatnot. And then I begin to shoot all these police officers that are arriving. And the next thing I know is I see that plume again of smoke, and I have the sequence of the, you know, like if you struck a match, you know, when something lights up, and they went poof, and the building started to come down, and we, you know, I kept shooting as well as everyone else that was with me. And then we hauled ass. We started running north, and I remember there was a store where I had seen that it looked like it was open. And as this stuff is starting to come at us, we all rushed in there, and we pulled in this lady inside the store, and I told her about to get behind the counter because I didn't know what was going to happen, if the glass there was going to just explode when all the stuff landed. Thank God it didn't. And then we all left the store. I mean, I don't even remember the name of the store. And I proceeded down to zigzag my way down to the West Side Highway, and I arrived to what they call that West Side Highway, West Street, I think it's called. And I saw all these covered fire trucks and parts of the what was left of the Trade Center. Then I proceeded to photograph and do some other things. And then I'm taking this one picture, and I'm saying, my God, this looks like, you know, I'm standing in the Arizona, you know, the smoke. I'm one of those guys that likes to watch these History Channel things. So I did these pictures, and I proceeded to walk around more on top of whatever was left of the building and photograph all these trees. It looked like a nuclear bomb had gone off because the paper looked like it had melted onto the trees and onto the West Side Highway. And as far as you could see up, you know, it was just, you know, desert with all this paper and cement and pieces of steel. And I got to ground zero, I started photographing, like, cops. The one cop that had still holding on to his Uzi, who warned me to watch out because they had caught two other terrorists, or people planting devices, as he said. And then, like, these four firemen, you know, one of them looking for Carl Aprobi, which he found. But they were sort of like, they were in shock themselves, and so was this police officer, and they were yelling people's names because their rig was caught underneath the bridge that collapsed. So and I think it was engine 5, you know, where a lot of the stuff was on top of them. So these guys were like all in they looked like zombies, and because of the experience they just had maybe about 10-15 minutes prior. And I continued shooting there and running into, you know, photographers. I ran into Nakwe, Gio Perez, that kind of stuff. But we continue shooting. But what I found amazing is that once I did the first, you know, the pictures of the people looking at it and the building collapse, I did the sign of the cross, which I'm not a religious guy, you know, and my mind cleared. And as my friend says, who's a psychologist, I went into a combat mode.